Use and Care Guide. American Printing House for the Blind. Handy Cassette Tape Recorder Player. GE APH Model 3-5184. Record Serial Number. According to some state laws, and in the event service should be required, you may need both model and serial numbers. Please record the serial number on your print booklet for future reference. This recorder features AC-DC operation with rechargeable battery, two speeds, standard 1 and 7/8, and 15/16 inches per second speed for talking books. Four-track record and playback for use with pre-recorded, Library of Congress, Recordings for the Blind, and APH cassettes. Also included is automatic end of tape shutoff, plus built-in variable speed and variable speech control, as well as tone indexing. In fact, this tape is tone indexed for your convenience in locating specific sections. To find a specific section, first read the table of contents. Then, with the play button depressed, place your machine in fast forward and count the required number of tones to take you to the appropriate section. Each function of the machine will be described. Please listen to each full section of instructions until the functions are explained. We encourage you to examine each operation carefully before proceeding to the next. If necessary, feel free to stop the machine while conducting this examination. The spoken instructions will resume at the place where the tape was halted. Table of Contents. Introduction. Tone 1. Controls and Features. Tone 2. Push Button Controls. Tone 3. Top Side Controls. Tone 4. The Cassette Door. Tone 5. Right Side of Cabinet. Tone 6. Back of Cabinet. Tone 7. Included in Package. Tone 8. Operating Control Checklist. Tone 9. Inserting or Removing Cassettes. Tone 10. Tape Motion Sensing Window. Tone 11. Push Button Pause Control. Tone 12. Rewind Review. Tone 13. Fast Forward Preview. Tone 14. Normal Tape Playback. Tone 15. Tape Playback with Variable Speech Control. Tone 16. Automatic Stop. Tone 17. Microphone Sensitivity Switch. Tone 18. Recording with Built-in Microphone. Tone 19. Recording with a Remote Microphone. Tone 20. Optional Foot Pedal Switch and the Remote Jack. Tone 21. Tape Speed Switch. Tone 22. Four-track record and play, tone 23. Standard cassettes, two-track, tone 24. Tone index feature, tone 25. Erasing tape, tone 26. Monaural headphones, tone 27. Operating checklist, tone 28. Preventing accidental erasure, tone 29. Cleaning tape heads, tone 30. Battery operation and installation, tone 31. Battery Holder, Tone 32. Service and Warranty, Tone 33. Introduction. This tape recorder was specifically designed to provide optimum record and playback capability using pre-recorded talking book or blank tape cassettes. Your recorder is equipped with four-track record and play capability at either the industry standard speed of 1 and 7/8 inches per second or the slower talking book speed of 15/16 inches per second. In addition, the machine is capable of variable speed playback in either speed mode. Thus, it operates at speeds from 0.85 to twice the speed to which the speed selection switch is set. Note: the batteries in the tape recorder contain only a small charge at the time the machine is shipped. You should not rely on them for extensive use without recharging them. If possible, switch to electrical house current now. Connect the AC power converter cord to the 6-volt DC jack on the right side of the recorder, the side with the carrying strap. Then plug the power converter into an AC outlet. Controls and Features. All reference to controls in these instructions is based on the assumption that you have the recorder positioned with the push button controls facing left, the carrying strap at the right, and the cassette compartment door facing you. Push button controls. The record button is the top button in the vertical column of 6 on the left side of the machine. It has a raised dot within an oval boundary. Immediately below this button is the play button. It is marked with a small raised circle about the diameter of a carpet tack. Below this button is the rewind control. Its identifying symbol is a raised arrow which points toward the play button. The fast forward button is next below rewind. It also has a raised arrow, but the arrow is pointing away from play and downward toward the stop eject button. Stop eject is the fifth button down from the top. It is marked with a raised print letter X. Pause is the sixth and last button in this column. It is marked with a raised horizontal line. The sensitive built-in condenser microphone is located just above the record button on the upper left face of the machine. It feels like a bit of screening about a quarter inch high and half an inch long. Each of the controls will be discussed in detail later in this recording. Top side controls. We will identify the controls on the top side of the cabinet in left to right order. The switch, about an inch from the left end of the top panel, is a variable speech control on-off switch. VSC is a trademark. To the right of this switch, you will feel three holes. The left and right holes in this series are larger than the center hole. The hole closest to the variable speech control on-off switch is a jack for an external microphone. To its right is a remote on-off jack. To the right of this jack is an earphone jack. To the right of the earphone jack is a narrow tongue which points toward the far side of the machine. To the right of this is a knurled knob. It may feel like a wheel with a rough surface. This is the listening volume control. Turning it counterclockwise, left, decreases the volume. Turning the knob clockwise, right, increases the playback volume. The cassette door. There is a switch in the upper left portion of the cassette door. This is the microphone sensitivity switch. It has no effect on an external microphone. When it is in the up position, the sensitivity of the built-in microphone is at maximum. When the switch is down, sensitivity of the built-in microphone is lower. To the right of the sensitivity switch are two slide controls, which move in a left-to-right direction. The top one is the variable speech control pitch control. Immediately below it is the variable speed slide switch. As this speed switch is moved from left to right, you will feel a slight catch nearer the left end of its travel path. This is a detent which marks the normal speed setting. About halfway down the face of the cassette door and slightly to the right of center is the tape motion sensing window. Right side of cabinet. Moving from top to bottom along the right side of the cabinet, you first encounter the anchor point for the carrying strap, which is attached to the machine. Below the strap is a button which contains 6 raised dots. This is the tone index button. Below this button is the tape speed selector switch. When this switch is up, toward the strap, the machine is set to operate at 1 7/8 inches per second. Slide the switch away from the strap, down, for 15/16 inches per second. Below the speed select switch is the track select switch. When this switch is moved toward the strap, up, the machine is set to play sides 3 and 4 of talking book tapes. For sides 1 and 2, the switch should be down or away from the strap. Below this switch is a hole. This is the 6-volt DC external power jack. Back of cabinet. The back of the cabinet is textured with close-spaced raised dots for fast identification. The slightly smoother-feeling square close to center left of the back panel is the cover for the built-in loudspeaker. About an inch up from the bottom edge of the cabinet is a small triangle which points downward. This is the raised arrow which marks the direction in which you must slide the battery compartment cover to remove the internal battery pack. included in package. The following items come with your APH-GE Handy Cassette Recorder Player: AC Power Converter, APH Catalog Number 1-07090-00, Rechargeable Battery Pack, APH Catalog Number 1-07081-00, Monaro Headphones, APH Catalog Number 1-07082-00, Holder for AA Pen Light Power Cells, APH Part Number EA9X1166. VSC and Variable Speech Control are trademarks of the Variable Speech Control Company of San Francisco. Operating Control Checklist. Before you attempt to operate your recorder, please check the following controls for the proper mode of operation. Set the volume control to minimum, counterclockwise. This will prevent sound burst. Set VSC on-off to off, right, and speed control for normal speed. Set the pause button to its neutral position, released from the locked down position and even with the stop eject button. Set tape speed and track select switches to appropriate positions as follows. To play or record standard mono cassettes, set the tape speed switch to 1 7/8 IPS. Track select for sides 1 and 2. To play or record standard stereo cassettes, play left channel only. The tape speed switch should be set to 1 7/8 IPS. The track select should be set for sides 1 and 2. To play or record talking book cassettes, set the tape speed switch to 15/16 IPS. Track select should be set for sides 1 and 2 for the first and second side of a cassette. The 3 and 4 settings should be used the second time around. Inserting or removing cassettes. The stop eject button, the fifth one down on the left, identified by the raised letter X, is used to stop the recorder, eject a cassette, and open the cassette door. Internal interlocking makes it impossible to open the cassette door unless all controls, except the pause button, are in the off-up position. To insert or remove a cassette, you must first press Stop Eject to return all buttons to their off position. Then press Stop Eject again. This will cause the cassette carry door to open. If no tape control buttons are depressed, the cassette carry door will open the first time you press Stop Eject. When inserting a cassette, position the cassette with the first side to be used facing up. For example, to insert this instruction cassette into the recorder, position the cassette with its braille label facing up. The thicker edge of the cassette, the side with the openings which expose the tape, should be facing outward from the machine. Open the cassette door and gently slide the cassette into the carry compartment on the underside of the door. The thick edge of the cassette should be toward the door opening through which you inserted the cassette, and the braille label should face the door rather than the body of the machine. Next, close the cassette door. Tape motion sensing window. Located near the center of the cassette door is an opening which enables you to feel the cassette motion indicator. If you place your finger in this opening, you will feel a raised dot. This dot is on the end of the take-up spindle. When the machine is in the record, play, rewind, review, or fast-forward preview condition, you can feel this motion indicator as the spindle to which it is attached turns around. Be sure to use a very light touch when using the motion indicator. Never use heavy or prolonged pressure. This could stop rotation of the take-up reel and cause tape to foul in the machine. Push-button pause control. This control, the bottom button on the left, marked with a raised horizontal line, can be most helpful. When recording, it enables you to stop operation momentarily without resetting other control buttons. Press the pause button to stop tape movement in either play or record modes. The button will be held down below the level of the stop eject button just above it. Press pause again, the button will pop out, to resume operation. Rewind review. The third button down on the left is the rewind button. It is marked with a raised arrow which points upward toward play. Press this button to run the tape back to the beginning or to a spot on the tape which has passed. When you have rewound the desired amount of tape, press Stop Eject. To review a portion of a tape with a machine in the play mode, you can review or rewind a portion of the tape. Press and hold down the rewind button. If there are index tones on the tape, you will be able to hear them. Otherwise, you may be able to find silent places between sections of recorded material. The tape will rewind until you release the rewind button. Then the machine immediately will resume normal play operation. Fast forward preview. The fast forward button is the fourth one down on the left. Its raised arrow marking points downward toward the stop eject button. It performs exactly as does rewind review, except that in this case the tape travels in a forward rather than reverse direction. Normal tape playback. To listen to tape cassettes recorded at the normal 1 7/8 speed, first be sure that the VSC switch at the left end of the top side of the machine is in the off position, moved to the right. Set the tape speed switch to high. This is the switch on the right side of the machine, just below the tone index button, the button with the 6 raised dots. This speed switch should be in the up position. Place a cassette in the machine and rewind it to its starting position if necessary. Press the play button. This is the second one down on the left. It is marked with a raised circle. Set the volume control for comfortable listening. Tape playback with variable speech control, VSC, trademark. This speed listening system allows you to listen to tape at speeds up to twice normal speed. It is most useful when listening to voice recordings. The longer you listen, the easier it becomes to understand speech played back at faster speeds. To use your VSC at the 1 7/8 IPS speed, insert a cassette with a voice recording. Set the VSC, trademark, switch to on, left, and set tape speed switch to high speed, up. Adjust the VSC, trademark, and speech controls at the upper end of the cassette door. Set them to about the middle of their travel ranges. Then press the play button and set the volume for comfortable listening. Adjust the pitch control, top, to restore the speech sound to a proper pitch. Try different speed and pitch settings to acquaint yourself with the sound and speed which is best for you. If you are using tapes recorded at the 15/16 IPS speed, you will be able to listen to tapes at a rate greater than 2.5 times normal speed. To do this, set your recorder player to the faster tape speed and adjust VSC, trademark, as before. Settings will be different and a much faster word delivery rate will be possible. This may be extremely useful for reviewing study material which you have already read. Automatic stop. When your recorder is operating in the record or play modes and the end of tape is reached, the unit automatically will shut itself off both electrically and mechanically. A tape tension sensing device signals the tape transport mechanism to stop and turn off the machine. The play and record button or buttons will switch to the off, up position. Automatic stop will not occur when the machine is in the rewind or fast forward modes. In such cases, you must press the stop eject button. Microphone sensitivity switch. The microphone sensitivity switch, the one in the very upper left portion of the cassette door, has 2 settings. When pushed toward the top of the machine, microphone sensitivity is set to high. This is the setting you might want to use for recording lectures, conferences, etc. When the switch is pushed toward the bottom of the machine, the sensitivity is on its lower setting. This is the one to use for dictating into the microphone or in noisy surroundings. Recording with built-in microphone. For operating convenience, when recording with the built-in microphone, first set the VSC, trademark, switch to off. Variable speech control has no effect when the recorder is in the record mode. However, turning this feature off makes playback and review at standard speed more easily done without having to adjust controls. Insert either a blank cassette or one on which you plan to make your recording. Use the procedure for inserting tape, which we already have discussed. Next, press the record button. The play button will depress automatically at the same time. Now you are recording. If the record button does not depress, read the section on preventing accidental erasure. For best results, place the recorder so that the built-in microphone is exposed to the sound source and as close to it as possible. The recorder's built-in automatic level control, ALC, will set the recording volume for best results. The volume control knob on the machine does not affect recording volume. It is the listening volume control exclusively. When you have finished recording, press the Stop Eject button. Recording with a remote microphone, optional. To record with the optional remote microphone, APH catalog number 1-07160-00, insert the larger of the two plugs into the microphone jack and the smaller of the two ends into the remote jack, and follow the instructions for recording with the built-in microphone. Note that the remote microphone has an on-off switch that enables you to turn the circuit on and off by remote control. In the on position, the switch on the remote control microphone is toward the microphone element. Use the cassette motion indicator to check that the switch is on or off. When you have finished your recording, press the Stop Eject button to turn the machine off completely. Optional foot pedal switch and the remote jack. With the optional foot pedal switch, APH catalog number 1-07020-00, connected to the remote jack, it is possible to start and stop your tape recorder by depressing or releasing the foot pedal switch. Start-stop action is so fast in the play and record modes that one can use the foot pedal switch to start and stop the recorder in order to transcribe recorded material into Braille or typewritten form. In the record mode, the machine can be stopped and started in this way without the mechanical clicking which is heard when the pause push button is used. Tape speed switch. When this switch is in the high position, pushed upward toward the tone indexing button, the machine is set to play and record at a speed which is compatible with other single-speed recorders, namely 1 7/8 IPS. When longer record or play time is desired, use the low position. With the switch pushed toward the bottom of the machine, the recorder operates at the standard talking book speed of 15/16 IPS. This speed enables you to get up to 2 hours of record or play time on two sides of a C60 cassette. Do not change speed while the machine is recording. Tapes recorded at low speed are compatible with other APH models and Library of Congress players labeled C73 and higher. Four-track record and play. The track select switch is the switch about half an inch below the speed select switch on the right side of the unit. To provide optimum play and record time and performance for four-track and two-speed operations, General Electric, jointly with APH and the Library of Congress, adopted a tape head configuration specifically for the talking book application. Conventional recorders play and record Monaro programs which have only two tracks, one on each side of the cassette. Stereo recorders are capable of play and record modes for stereo program material. For stereo, two tracks are used at the same time for left and right channels. Therefore, the cassette has only two sides. This recorder player is not recommended for use with stereo tapes, since only the left channels, one at a time, can be played on your APH recorder. The right channels will play backwards and sound garbled. The APH Monaro tape recorder can play each of the four tracks separately. This allows you to use all four tracks of the cassette for extended operation. The track select switch is used for playback of talking book cassettes and standard cassettes. Talking book cassettes use only a quarter of the tape for each track. To record or playback track 1, set the track select switch to the 1-2 position. To play or record side 2, when you have finished with side 1, flip the cassette over to use side 2. To use side 3, flip the cassette over again and set the track select switch to the 3-4 position. To use side 4, flip the cassette over again with the switch in the 3-4 position. The 1-2 position is set by pushing the track select switch toward the bottom of the machine. To set it to the 3-4 position, slide the switch upward toward the speed select switch. Tapes recorded at 15/16 IPS, slow speed, and in a 4-track format such as APH talking book cassettes, allow 4 hours of playback on one C60 recorded cassette. Standard cassettes, 2-track. When recording or playing standard cassettes, the track select switch always must be left in the 1-2 position. 2-track tape heads are used in standard Monaural cassette recorder players and use 1/2 the width of the tape for side 1. To play or record the remaining half, side 2, you must flip the cassette over. Tone index feature. If the tone indexing button is pressed when the machine is recording, a 70 Hz tone is recorded on the tape along with whatever else you are recording. Holding this button down at a page, section, or chapter break can make location of such points easy. Then with the machine in the play mode, if you press Fast Forward Preview or Rewind Review, these low-pitched tones will stand out as high-pitched beeps. As we have said, this recording has been tone indexed, both for your convenience and to give you experience with tone indexing. Note: in playback mode, an index signal recorded for 10 seconds is about equal to a 1-second beep sound. Experiment with the length of signals and spacing between signals to find the best pattern for your needs. Erasing tape. When we want to erase a bit of tape, most frequently we simply record over the material we wish to remove. Since the handy cassette has a built-in microphone, simply to let the machine run in the record mode might accidentally record new material over the old program. Inserting either a commercially available blank microphone plug into the external microphone jack will shut off the built-in microphone during the recording process. You also can insert a patch cord used to connect two pieces of equipment into this same jack. If you want to erase an entire cassette, the most efficient way of doing this is by using a bulk eraser. These devices are available through most audio equipment stores. Monaural headphones included. With the headphones plugged into the headphone jack, the speaker is silenced for private listening. Your cassette also is equipped with monitor capability. When recording through the built-in microphone, you can monitor, listen to what is being recorded. However, the monitoring volume is fixed by the recording automatic level control. Operating checklist. If you experience difficulty, please review and check the following items. Is the cassette track select switch set properly? Is the tape speed switch set to the speed of the tape you want to use? Does the tape motion indicator show that the take-up reel is turning? If there is no tape movement, is the unit in the pause mode? Is the volume control turned up above minimum, or are earphones plugged into the earphone jack? If the play button will not engage, stay down, either you have a defective tape or you are at the end of one side of a tape. If you are at the end of a side, either flip the tape over or rewind it to the beginning of the side. If the record button will not engage, either you are using a recorded tape with its accidental record prevention tab removed, or there is no tape in the machine. Most tapes, either blank ones or commercial recordings, come with a leader tape at each end of the tape. This leader material cannot be used for recording. Depending on your recording speed, you must wait from 10 to 20 seconds from the start of a side before actually recording on that track. Preventing accidental erasure. Whenever you make a recording, any existing recording on that section of the tape is erased. If you have a recording you want to keep, push in the tab at the left end of the rear side of the cassette. You can do this with a Braille stylus or the tip of a ballpoint pen. The tab is a small diameter circle. When a cassette with its tab pushed in is inserted in the machine, accidental erasure is prevented. There is a lever in the mechanism which locks the record button in the up position. If you want to be able to record on a cassette which has had its accident prevention tabs pushed in, simply place a piece of cellophane tape over the holes formed when you pushed in the tabs. Cleaning tape heads. In time, iron oxide particles from the magnetic tape will build up on the parts that come in direct contact with the tape. These deposits can cause incomplete erasure, a muffled sound during playback, and may prevent automatic stop at end of track. With a cassette door open and the play button pushed down, gently clean the record and erase heads, pinch wheel, and capstan. The capstan is the vertical shaft against which the pinch wheel engages when the play button is depressed. A more convenient, though slightly less efficient, method is to use a cassette head cleaning tape, APH catalog number 1-07180-00. Battery operation and installation. Your APH GE Handy Cassette comes with an internal rechargeable battery pack. The batteries can be recharged without removing them from the machine. Simply insert the plug at the end of the cord on the AC power converter into the external power jack on the right side of the machine. When the battery pack has been discharged to a point where using the machine is impossible, it is time to recharge. Connect the machine to the external power converter for from 12 to 14 hours. You can operate the machine while the battery pack is being charged. However, if you are not using the machine, charge it with all control buttons in the up or out position. Depending on your operating habits, you can expect 6 to 10 hours of performance on a single charging. When you have finished charging your battery pack, disconnect the external power converter and operate the machine from its battery pack. Keeping the power converter connected at all times will cause your battery pack to lose its ability to hold a charge. This will leave you without battery power when you need it most. Battery holder. Included with your machine is a battery holder, APH part number EA9X1166. Into this holder you can place 4 AA pen light cells. This assembly then can be inserted into the battery compartment and can be used to power the machine. Because of the nature of rechargeable and expendable power cells, high-energy AA pen light cells can deliver up to 5 times the working life of the rechargeable cells on a single charging. The high-energy cells cannot be recharged. Trying to do this could result in damage to equipment or injury to you. The battery holder can be used to contain rechargeable power cells, which then can be installed in the machine. To recharge such cells, remove them from the recorder and the holder and charge them externally. Both the battery holder and battery pack are designed so that they will go into the recorder only one way. As you remove the pack from the machine, study the way it is installed to simplify the task of returning it or a replacement to the machine. The battery compartment door is located on the back side of the cabinet near its bottom. It has a small raised triangle which points downward. To open the battery compartment, press on this triangle and slide the door downward. Inside the compartment, there is a plastic ribbon which lies across the underside of the internal battery pack. Gently pulling on this ribbon will make removing the pack easy. Important: be sure to remove batteries when storing the machine or when using the power converter for more than 30 days. Batteries can leak, and leaky batteries can damage the recorder. Before putting the machine away, be sure to push the stop button. This relieves pressure on certain parts within the machine, which might be deformed if this were not done. Service and warranty. Your APH-GE Handy Cassette is a special unit and should be serviced by the Repair Department of the American Printing House for the Blind. For your records and in the event service is needed, be sure to keep track of the serial number of this machine and also of the date you purchased it or received it as a gift. This machine was built by General Electric for the American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky. Mailing address: P.O. Box 6085, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206-0085. Telephone 800-223-1839. Fax 502-895-1509. Tape recorder and reproducer repair and servicing information. This APH equipment is under warranty for a period of 1 year from date of shipment. If your equipment is more than 1 year old and in need of service, please forward to APH along with your authorized quota order, purchase order, cash, or MasterCard Visa number and signature filled in below for $18 to cover the cost of examining and estimating needed repairs. Without this $18 estimation fee, your equipment will be returned after 30 days, not estimated or repaired. After estimating, you will receive our cost and recommendations regarding your equipment. If you elect not to have the equipment repaired, we will return it to you via free mail insured. If you elect to have it repaired, the initial $18 will be applied toward the cost of repairs. If no response is received within 60 days, your equipment will be returned to you unrepaired. There is a 90-day warranty on repaired equipment for labor and parts on work performed by APH. Warranty does not apply to customer modification, misuse, abuse, or parts not previously needed. The $18 service fee will be waived during all warranty periods. The shipping address is American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, P.O. Box 6085, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Please indicate method of payment covering $18 service fee, MasterCard, Visa, money order, check. Card number. Expiration date. Signature. Address.